If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, and of course, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. If you want to contact End Time World News, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, if you're just joining us today, we are a podcast. We have alternative news and information for Christians and non-Christians all over the world every day. All we do is seek the truth. We are unbiased and non-political, and all we do is just seek the glory of God through Jesus Christ. That's our biggest passion. That's what we care about, is just seeking the truth and praying for the truth, and we can see what's going on around us. Because, folks, I got to tell you, we are living in a world that's controlled by Satan, and we must be very diligent in order to live our lives every day for God through Jesus Christ. Satan is right around the corner. Satan is everywhere. Satan is controlling this world. We are not of this world. We are just living in this world. Our life is just temporary there. Those people that have given their life to Jesus Christ, you know exactly what I'm saying. This is just temporary. This is just a visiting. I try to put things in plain English so people understand. Sometimes they get a little lost. So I try to differentiate and put things in a very understandable format and understandable language so everybody can understand. So let's get into today's podcast, shall we, folks? This is very interesting. This is a news article that I found on the AP News, AP standing for Associated Press. And the headlines as follows. It's very interesting. Again, I am nonpartisan as I bring you this. Sometimes people get a little upset. Oh, you lean one way or you lean another. No, I lean God's way. I don't lean man's way. So in this particular race, you know that former President Donald J. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are both running for the presidency. And with that being said, the headline reads as follows from the AP News article. Listen to this. Are Trump and Harris particularly Christian? That's not what most Americans would say. And this is an AP NORAC poll. So again, this is very, very, very interesting. The poll was updated here. It was done 9:30 a.m. September 22nd. So this is just a recent poll. Vice President Kamala Harris, listen to this, a Baptist who was influenced by her religious traditions in her mother's home country of India. Former President Donald Trump grew up in a mainland Presbyterian, but began to identify as a non-denominational Christian near the end of his presidency. And then, of course, it says that despite that, few Americans see presidential candidates as particularly Christian, according to a new survey conducted September 12th through the 16th through the Associated Press, a NORAC Center for Public Affairs. Only 14% of U.S. adults say the word Christian describes Harris or Trump extremely or very well. Now, what do you think about that, folks? I'll pause right there. The word Christian describes Harris or Trump extremely well. And they're saying only 14%. So in other words, they don't describe Harris or Trump as being Christian. Only 14% does. So that ought to tell you something. As I say before, and I'll say this right now on this podcast, is Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, neither one of those two people, the selected, and you guys have known me, you guys have been listening to this podcast for a long time, the selected two candidates that they wanted to run for president are Donald J. Trump and Kamala Harris. These particularly two people aren't very religious. If you can't see that right now, and if you're fooled by the veil thrown in front of you, maybe you need to take a shower in cold water and then try to wake up some folks. And I say that with a little chuckle and a little Christian humor. Sometimes we need to take a cold shower in order to wake up, because what's going on here is this is the lesser of two evils. And strikingly, that appears little to part Trump's loyal base, white evangelical Protestants. About 7 in 10 members of this group view him favorably, but only about half say Trump best represents their beliefs, and only 1 in 10 say this about Harris, where one-third say neither candidate, listen to this, folks, neither candidate represents their religious beliefs, and only 2 out of 10 say Christian describes him extremely or very well. Again, they don't care, is he religious or not. A politics professor, University of Washington at St. Louis, this is Marie Griffith, says, you know, again, the survey represents the shift in how white evangelicals now talk about morality and religion and politics, said Griffith. And this is the professor talking. She pointed out that white evangelical culture that takes care of its own but sees liberal outsiders as evil, and therefore the support for a Democrat is unimaginable to many. Evangelical leaders said that they are pushing this idea. This is God's man. We can't ask why. We don't have to ask why. It doesn't matter if he's moral. Listen to what I just said. Listen to what I said. Let me back up. Evangelical leaders, she said, are pushing this idea. This is God's man, meaning former President Donald Trump. This is God's man, and we can't ask why, and we don't have to ask why. It doesn't matter if he's moral. Wait a minute. It doesn't matter if a man's moral or not? Excuse me? Are you out of your mind? Of course it does. Okay. It doesn't matter if he's religious. It doesn't matter if he lies. Well, wait a minute. Don't you want a candidate that's not going to lie, that's going to be moral, that has some religious values, that has God and believes in Jesus Christ? Well, I sure as heck do. It doesn't matter if he's religious, doesn't matter if he's if he lies compulsory. If it's for the greater good, we get him reelected. Wow. At the Republican National Convention, and that Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, a conservative Christian, and Trump, former White House press secretary, invoked God when she addressed the first assassination attempt against him. Listen to this. God Almighty intervened because America is one nation under God, and he is certainly not finished with President Trump, she says, and our country is better for it. And then Athena Butler, a professor of religious studies at the University of Pennsylvania, said evangelicals likely see him as instrumental to their goals, such as appointment of conservative anti-abortion judges to the Supreme Court. He is their guy no matter what, Butler said. For the head of the Democratic ticket, a large majority, three quarters of Harris follow black
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
View her as fably. 6 in 10 say she best represents her religious beliefs, but only around 4 in 10 say Christian describes her very or extremely well. That's higher than the other share of Democrats overall, who think about Harris is about 1/4. Butler's not surprised that the esteem for Trump is low among black Protestants, and that they are more likely to see Harris, a Baptist with influences from spiritual tradition of her mother's native India, as a Christian. I think black Americans have a better understanding about interfaith families because it happens a lot with us, she said. Overall, about half the Americans surveyed said that Christian at least somewhat describes Harris, while 1/3 also said that about Trump. Wow, folks. I mean, what do you think about that? What do you think about that? Do you not want a moral person that does not lie and somebody at least believes in God and Jesus Christ as your president? Well, I can tell you on this podcast, absolutely without a shadow of a doubt, if you don't want Jesus Christ and God Almighty and a man or a woman as president, and you don't want them to have moral beliefs, then folks, I'll have to pray for you. I believe that the devil has you. The devil has you, and you have to release the devil, get rid of your bad thoughts, because morality in this country is something we're greatly lacking. All we need is another clown act, and I do mean another clown, and we've had tons of clowns in this country, another clown act for a president or Miss President, there you go, woman or man, another clown act, somebody that is not moral, somebody that's not righteous, somebody that doesn't care about the American people in this country. And that's where we're at right now. We're absolutely at that point right now in society and right now in our lives. It's disgusting, but that's where we're at in life. And we're about to elect an immoral either man or woman that will be the next president. And like I said, I know Trump philanders. I know Kamala Harris lies. Both of them, and I'll just say this as I conclude, both of them are the either one. You just must choose the lesser of two evils. These people are selected. They're not elected. The election, folks, is a scam. I'm sorry to say that, but it's a scam. The more and more and more God opens my mind and I see, the more I'm convinced of this. It is a selection, not an election. So, folks, here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, it's that time in the podcast. Again, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, I'm asking you right now, please consider doing this. Repeat after me, folks, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and be saved, please repeat after me. Here we go, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus, live in me, love through me. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And folks, if you said that prayer, thank you very much for saying that prayer. God bless you. You've accepted Jesus Christ and you've welcomed him into your heart. You are now considered saved. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. And I just have just a couple before we conclude here. I just have a couple suggestions that what you would want to do, folks. First of all, if you said that prayer and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you want to go out and get a Bible, folks. If you go out and get a Bible, there's all kinds of Bibles. You can go out and you can order one off of Amazon. You can get one for under 20 or 25 bucks. If you're on a real tight budget like most of us are, I'll make a suggestion here in just a second. So that's the first thing. You'll want to get a Bible and just start going through it. I don't care if you start in the very first chapter, Genesis, or the last chapter, Revelation. Doesn't matter. Anywhere in between. Anywhere. What you need to do is just start reading. Second thing you need to do, folks, is find a good church. Find a church that preaches the Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity. And you want to find a good church that preaches the Trinity and preaches the Word of God. That's the second thing. And also, going back to the first, if you are on a real tight budget again, or real poor, or anything like a lot of us are, then you can go, once you've found a church, you can go and you can approach a pastor, a junior pastor, maybe a deacon, a member of the church, and you can say, listen, I want to get into the Word of God. I just don't have the money. Can you direct me where I could get a Bible? And I'm sure they'll give you a Bible, folks. Any normal good church nowadays definitely wants its members to have a Bible and study the Word of God. And the last thing, folks, the last thing is, once you're in the church, write down some questions and make an appointment to meet with a pastor, a junior pastor, a member of the congregation, and ask your questions. Write your questions out and ask your questions. You might say, the first question is, you know, and I'm just giving you some examples. You might ask, what's salvation? You can say, I heard this crazy guy on End Time World News, and I said a prayer, and he says, now I'm saved. What do I do? What is salvation? What is the crucifixion? When is Jesus Christ returning? All of these are good questions. What is sin? What is the Ten Commandments? I mean, on and on and on. I mean, there's millions and billions of questions. None of them are wrong. You can ask and get back with that member of the church. Make an appointment. Get back with them. Get all your questions ask all your questions. Get them answered, folks, everyone. And then, of course, the last thing is something that's very important is it's always good to be baptized, folks. It's always, always, always good to be baptized in the name of Jesus. That's something very important. A lot of people forget that. And when you come to that point, once you become a member of the church and you've gone through studying the Bible, and if you want to take that final step, that's a good step, getting baptized. And I tell people, do it. Absolutely do it. So that's it, folks. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And of course, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. They help keep us on the air month after month after month. And also, if you want to get a hold of us via email, go to endtimeworldnews, all one word, @protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. God bless you, folks. Until next time, that's it. God bless you. Be well, and bye for now. See ya.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.